Fever.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. China claimed the first two gold medals of the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, while a cyclist became just the second competitor in Ecuador's history to top the podium with victory in the road race. As the troubled buildup to the pandemic-delayed games gave way to the first full day of sporting competition, China claimed victories in shooting and weightlifting. South Korea took gold in the mixed team archery competition. A total of 11 gold medals are to be decided on Saturday, but COVID-19 continues to cloud the games. A German cyclist was forced out of the road race, while a Dutch rower also tested positive. 17 new games-related cases were announced Saturday, taking the total number to 123, of which 12 are athletes. Organizers are also tracking the progress of a tropical storm heading towards Tokyo, with weather officials saying it could arrive on Tuesday. Ahead of the storm, it was the heat on Saturday that had tennis stars talking and complaining. Novak Djokovic and Daniel Medvedev called for a delay to the start times of Olympic tennis matches as players labored in the sweltering Tokyo summer heat on the opening day of the tournament. The Russian star admitted the conditions were, quote, some of the worst he had ever experienced. Philippine authorities evacuated thousands of residents in the capital Manila out of their low-lying communities on Saturday as heavy monsoon rain, compounded by a tropical storm, flooded the city and nearby provinces. Nearly 3,000 people are taking shelter at an elementary school after a nearby river started overflowing from continued rains. In another area, Coast Guard personnel helped residents evacuate and carried the elderly out of their homes. About 14,000 people have been moved to evacuation centers. This is VOA News. Thousands marched through Australia's two biggest cities in anti-lockdown protests Saturday, sparking violent clashes with police in Sydney. Dozens of protesters were arrested after an unauthorized march violated public health orders in Sydney, while several confrontations with police broke out during the hours-long rally. Officers were pelted with pot plants and bottles of water as opponents of Sydney's month-long stay-at-home order took to the streets in numbers. Thousands also crowded several streets in Melbourne after gathering outside the state parliament in the early afternoon. The largely maskless protesters were breaking rules on non-essential travel and public gatherings a day after authorities suggested restrictions could remain in place until October. Hundreds of police responded to the Sydney protest, with several demonstrators pulled from the crowd and handcuffed by officers. Police say they issued nearly 100 fines and arrested 57 people. Organizers had dubbed the protest a quote-unquote freedom rally and publicized it on social media pages frequently used to spread vaccine disinformation and conspiracy theories. The U.S.-led coalition in Iraq said Saturday a drone attack had been carried out on a military base that hosts American troops without causing any casualties. The attack comes with Iraq's prime minister expected to meet U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Monday to discuss a possible full U.S. troop withdrawal from his country. It was the latest attack on U.S. military and diplomatic facilities in Iraq blamed on pro-Iranian groups. The United States still has around 2,500 troops deployed in Iraq out of about 3,500 men in the international coalition set up in 2014 to fight the Islamic State group. Their departure is demanded by the pro-Iranian factions, which have been blamed for some 50 attacks against U.S. interests in Iraq since the beginning of the year. Rescue teams in India struggled through thick sludge and debris on Saturday to reach dozens of submerged homes, as the death toll from landslides and accidents caused by torrential monsoon rain rose to 125. One state hit hardest by the heaviest rains in July in four decades, according to experts. Downpours lasting several days have severely affected the lives of hundreds of thousands, while major rivers are in danger of bursting their banks. Parts of India's west coast received up to 594 millimeters, or 23 inches of rain, forcing authorities to move people out of vulnerable areas because they were forced to release water from dams about to overflow. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.